conviction intact.
Uh-huh.
Your fiction is stacked.
Right.
You're living in the world of contradiction and fact. No team, no guns, ammunition and back. Everything I spit is real, nonfiction and backed by brick. Home on an overturned conviction and smacked against the wall. Watch your downfall, you fragile.
Come on,
froze, throwing light on my toes, I'm agile. O's when I'm spitting my prose and naturally. It's all from the hard factually. Actually, the blue face, brightling, anti-right wing. Murking in that tight thing, the color of lightning. It's frightening, Squizzy got the game in the tight cling. The Viking, they take a liking to this bright king. I turn that shit up.
Say turn it up.
Turn it up,
baby.
Say
turn it up.
Turn it up, baby.
Say turn it up.
Turn it up, baby.
We don't give a fuck if you don't give a fuck. It's me and Snoop Double OG. Me, I'm with the shits and Snoopy with the shits. And ops niggas need to stay clear. We're still the realest niggas out there, yeah. And we don't play that sucker shit here. We're still the realest niggas out there, yeah. We don't play this other shit.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max on air here alongside with Keenan. He's back.
What's good, y'all?
My co-host. If you remember, long-time listener.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Last semester.
Back in November.
Went abroad. But we have a legend in here today with us.
Yes, sir.
One of the greatest of all times to ever produce, DJ, and rap. That is Diamond D.
What up? Yeah. Mad Max.
DITC himself is in the building.
All right.
So how you doing today?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome to WSJU Radio.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So We all know, if you're a real hip-hop listener and supporter, the Dime Piece 2 just dropped.
That's right.
10 days ago.
That's right.
Everyone go get that. Download it.
Buy it.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, is to download it.
Right.
Streaming's good, but downloading is a real support.
Because you get the most dollar out of it.
Right.
And you get every penny's worth with this one.
100%.
Appreciate that.
So get into a little bit of the making of this album.
Man, you know, it took me like 2 years to make. Just reached out to some of my favorite rappers, you know, rather favorite MCs, rather. You know what I mean?
People forget about that term, MCs. Yeah. They don't even use that anymore.
And you know, it came together. So you know, I'm glad and I'm proud of that. You know, and it's getting really, really good ratings. A lot of good press so far. You know what I mean? Everybody seems to be into the album, so that's what's up.
You got some heavy hitters on this one. Got to cover what we just opened up with.
Right.
OC.
OC, that's right.
That's tough.
That's your favorite joint.
That's my favorite one. And it was Survive or Die last week, but as more as I've been listening to the album, I'm just like, got it covered. It's definitely the one, in my opinion.
Right.
That one bangs. Yeah. Then you have OMG. That's tough.
Pharrell Monch,
yep. And you had him on the last album for Dime Piece, the first one as well.
I did. You know, me and Monch, we go back. We go back to his first album.
That was tough.
That's right.
This one's tough. You had the Three Kings with Eric Sermon and Havoc.
That's right.
And you also have the one with Tariq on here, too.
Lord Tariq, Peter
Lord
Guns.
Tariq, yep.
Snoop Dogg.
Turn It Up is fire.
That's right.
That's that one, that gives you a vibe when you're listening to that one.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just like a chill vibe. It feels, this album was definitely, in my opinion, made for summer.
Okay.
That Snoop Dogg one for me, that should be Song of the Summer, in my opinion.
Right. Got that bounce to it.
Now, I want to get into the album cover as well. I love the album cover. This is a throwback picture of you.
That's right.
What made you
choose? That's me. That's in my living room. I might have been like 6 years old. You know, I was always, you know, intrigued by records, intrigued by vinyl. And just the picture alone makes a statement. So I thought it was kind of fly to use.
It goes with the album, I think so. Definitely a masterpiece, in my opinion.
Appreciate it.
I think this is album of the year. I've said that many times here. Been spinning it on here, WSJ Radio up here, since it dropped on the 10th.
Right.
I think people need to engage with the old school hip-hop. Because you have all this new school hip-hop. It's not even hip-hop. Like I said, mumble rap. I know Chuck Chill Out calls it space music. What's your take on the new era of... I can't call it hip-hop.
Right.
I can't, because it's derogatory, in my opinion.
I mean, you know, hip-hop moves in cycles, you know. Every generation has their own thing. You know, in my generation, we focus more on lyrics. You know, as opposed to just just having a dope beat and talking about nothing. But there were songs in that era too that fall in line with that also. So it's not really my thing, but I don't knock it, because I know every generation has their own thing. But you know, the type of stuff that I do, you know, I tend to work with you know, artists that, you know, really are about their bars. You know what I mean? So that's where I differentiate from that.
Boom bap.
Yeah.
That's the wave I think people should start to get on.
Especially in New York, yeah.
That's the real New York hip hop. You turn on like Hot 97, Power 105.1.
People all play the same.
You don't hear it. It's
garbage,
like,
yeah.
It's Atlanta music.
Right.
It's Atlanta hip hop. You don't even hear a New
But
York
you know, you don't
want
to sound like, you don't want to sound angry or as a hater. You know what I mean? It's just what it is now.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It's a money issue too. Because they're getting paid to play that, so they have to play it.
Some of that goes on too, no doubt.
I'd love to hear Diamond D's Dime Piece 2 up on there.
Look, Flex is playing my joint. He's on Hot 97.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so shouts out to Fuckmaster Flex.
He's the only one that keeps it real.
OG,
yeah. Who actually throws on
Kid Capri, Static Selector, Scram Jones, DJ Premier, you know, DJ Tony Touch. All of these DJs, they're all on the air right now playing the album. DJ Clips, the Beat Miners, you know, it's out there. Gotta just, you know, just look and listen.
Who are some of the new age artists that impress you?
Kendrick, J. Cole. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, J. Cole
you know,
went here, too.
Not to sound repetitive, but, you know, I like those two. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
How about Dave East?
Yeah, I like Dave, too. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to Dave East, Harlem.
He's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there were producers that you want to work with nowadays, who would it be?
Producers?
To collaborate with.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I pretty much work with everybody I wanted to work with. Dr. Dre, he would be at the top of that list. You know what I mean? I was able to work with Pete, Havoc, Knots, you know, Alchemist, you know what I mean, Q-Tip, you know, there's a lot of legends, but I never worked with Dre.
I could definitely see that coming soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That would be a dope track. Yeah. East Coast and West Coast combined, that would be fire.
Mm.
The thing I have the most problems with the new sound is that you turn on the radio, and just like going on iTunes when you listen to these new songs, it sounds like the same beat.
Right.
Dude. Over and over. And it used to be distinct. You can be able to tell when this was a Diamond D production, this was a Premiere production.
Right.
Now, the only thing different is the tags.
It is.
Tags.
Yeah, it's just the tags. That's it.
It's crazy.
It's the same things.
It's the same
track. Over and over.
I don't know. It's, the industry is like a machine. Mm-hmm. If something works, you know, that's they don't want to change it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't really know. I don't really know what to say on that. I get asked that all the time. You know, like I said, every generation has their thing. And, you know, that's that's the new generation. That's their thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't knock it. Some of it I listen to.
Who do you listen to?
Future.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen to Future. But, you know, everybody got a thing, yo. And, you know, some of the young people, they listen to boom bap, too. You know what I mean? I get, you know, it all depends. Like, if you have an older brother who was into it.
Yeah.
And he might have turned you on to it. You know what I mean? Like, somebody had to turn you on. Mm-hmm. Now, I know I'm older than you.
Yeah. That's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it all depends on what you come up around.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I grew up around this.
Okay.
The old school hip hop, so.
All right. But see, that's what I'm saying. You were exposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
As time went on, I did listen to the new age music because I want to
hated it.
Yeah, I gave it a listen. I think there's one rapper that just came up with this mumble music, and then just all branched off from there with people just taking that sound and expanding it more. That I think that's what I was thinking about the other day, and I was analyzing it. I really think it was just like someone like Future.
I think it was Weezy though,
Lil Wayne,
or
even Young Thug. I think people expanded from what he did because they brought that, what they call like ignorant hip hop, ignorant sound, as some people call
it. That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm. 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 And it just all branched off from there.
All right.
But let's get back to the album here, and you also have songs on here. Styles P.
Yeah, my man Styles P. Shouts out to the Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He just dropped that as well. Children of the Ghetto. That was also fire on here.
Him and Exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. We got some legends on here.
Mm.
Peter Guns.
Mm.
I mean, just listening to this album, because I was listening to it for the past week.
Cool.
And just getting on here, it's just really reminiscent.
Of the 90s.
Of the 90s. Do you see it coming back to boom bap, full circle, in which boom bap is the mainstream again?
I don't foresee that.
You don't?
Nah, I don't foresee that. And, you know, I didn't set out to make a boom bap album per se.
Mm-hmm.
I just made an album that, you know, that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, you know, it's resonating with people. You know, so I'm just grateful for that. But, like I said, I didn't start out to make a boom bap album per se. You know, you got a joint like Watch Your Back with the Boot Camp Click.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a boom bap beat. But, you know, they're from that era.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way they worked it. Actually, they picked that beat. They didn't want nothing cliche-ish for them. You know what
they
I mean?
They want something different.
They right.
Expand.
And, you know, that's one of my favorite joints on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, how about we throw that on right now?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's get into that track. We got to come in here. WSJU Radio, St. John's we'll University, Queens, New York.
Believe you me, and serious about it. Come here now. Where are you? Ready to see you? I'm body. You're body. You know that.
Okay, I'm in the mirror. I'm in the mirror. enough. Buckshot, I'm the CEO, perceiving them old. Bomb, bomb, bullets hit your soul when they hit your fro. Automatic weapons when that trigger blow. Niggas know, yeah, I'm from Brooklyn where the baddest niggas live. Every address is some madness from the addicts to the kid. Where we block, all I see is cops, all I see is mops. Black lives matter, but that shit don't matter till it stop. Take them back, make you do the rock, make your body jerk. Up with the guard, you'll get one of your moms. My bad, one of your earth, pray to the stars. Every day I pray with the guard. Nigga, I don't play with alarms. 4, 3, 2, 1, it don't matter, go 8 with the guard. Welcome to the jungle, nigga, it's concrete. Fuck being humble, nigga, this Sean Street. Boot camp finest, D-I-T-C. You niggas ride D-I-C-K just cause y'all can't see what I see. Watch your back, watch your back. Watch your back, watch your back. Watch your back, watch your back, watch your back. Watch your back, yeah. Watch your back, watch your back, yeah. Watch your back, yeah. Watch your back. Niggas hating, contemplating, plotting on the plot we making constantly. I'm concentrating not to give my lot to Satan. Nah, started training, yes. Lots of patience. How we got to the greatness. Don't adopt to the fakeness. On the block with the vagrants. To the cop middle fingers. Yeah. I was raised not to talk to the agents. That could you lock in the cages. Bumble plot like Jamaican. I am not to be played with. Nope. Lick a shot, clear spot. Everything get dropped if you stop at my payment. Heart to the paper. Yeah. Still sharp as a razor. Master the arts in the field with a sharp. Make a meal like your body falls back on Caucasian. If you lack information, the raps on the track, can you cast inspiration? Yeah. Only deal with the actual facts on the rat and it's not in the nature. No. Hip hop innovators. Yes. Give props to the Patriots. Real niggas that ride. I ain't talking football. What's the block with the Raiders? How I got to be famous. Balls that I drop like shots from the stainless. This cannot be contained. See the guard in the marble or pot in the spaceship. Watch your back. 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 Yeah. Watch your back. Watch your back. Yeah. Watch your back. Yeah. Watch your back.
For the niggas really better watch yourself.
Watch yourself.
Got a gun, but you bunge, you gon' pop yourself. Temptation, try to stop yourself. You don't want that smoke, be not in hell. Resort in hell. With the rain, snow, sleep, motherfucking right in hell. It was drop in hell. Salute or just do what the fool do. We cute, you will not tip shell. I can tell your whole block won't tell. I will not get bail. I will rot in jail. Cottontail. Rabbit ass niggas, I hop on the opposite side and tell. Try and tell. And your clientele. Like a client, you're leaving your clientele. Y'all are disgusting. I'm thugging, I'm bugging on sunning them something like something they wasn't. I'm watching their back when I'm watching you frying. Come for them. Honest. One in the gutter, the butt of you running. Like, don't be a dummy, it's only some money. Don't be a mummy, it's gonna be the ugliest grocery public. Homie, I does this. Let's get it clear. My nigga P whispering in my ear. Send him here. You ain't even safe in the afterlife. I'm mad with that bitch, nigga. You can't leave with your face and sad. Just watch your back, alright, bitch, nigga.
Watch your back. 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 Watch your back, yeah. Watch your back, watch your back, yeah. Watch your back, nigga. Watch your back.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max here with Keenan. Back with the legend Diamond D. D-I-T-C himself is in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Dime Piece 2 available on all platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it, download it, support it. It's that real hip-hop, you know what it is.
Mm.
Now I want to get into sampling.
Okay.
What do you love most about sampling?
Just give you the essence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Of, you know, just, you know, when it was just two turntables, it wasn't no sampler. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, that's the whole thing. It's just the closest you can come to the essence of, you know, of a hip-hop joint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just of a hip-hop feeling. Back when you had to have doubles of a record, there were no samplers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So just keeping that part of it, you know, relevant. That's why my preference.
Now, sampling was an issue to artists back in the day. I know from artists who would you sample from would have a problem with it. How do you feel it's evolved over time?
I mean, it's the same thing. You know, if you sample something, you know, you should clear it.
Mm-hmm.
Stealing is stealing. You know what I mean? So, you know, I get it. I'm an artist too. Somebody sample me. You know, I want to be compensated as well.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so that's my take on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I told you back when we were messaging and earlier here, The Hiatus, my favorite track of all time.
Mm.
I want to get into where you sampled that from as well.
Okay.
Now, what did you use to sample for the hiatus? What piece of music did you use?
That was the Jazz Crusaders. I think it's Studwood, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. I know I turned you on to it. I sent you the link.
Mm-hmm. I listened to it, and I was like, wow.
Yeah. As soon as it comes on.
Mm-hmm. You right. know right away that was the hiatus. That's right. What you used for the hiatus. Another favorite track of mine is Five Fingers of Death.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to Kid Capri. He produced that.
Ooh. And shout out to Big L. Rest in peace as
of
well.
Of course.
What was he
Big
like?
Big L are great. Big L, lyrical, funny, witty. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Big L was special.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's missed around the world.
He is.
Rest in peace to my man Big L.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to get into DITC.
Okay.
What was the year that you guys came together and formed?
I would say maybe like 1991, 92.
Mm-hmm.
We all came together on that first Showbiz and AG EP. Mm-hmm. We had Party Groove. It had Soul Clap on it. But we all knew each other prior to that. But I would say around that time, that's when we all formed together.
Yeah. And it all went on from there.
Right.
And you guys were making tracks together, getting the real hip-hop mm-hmm. going.
That's right. Because
you were underground mainly, too. A lot of people consider DITC underground.
Of course. Yeah, we definitely were.
Mm-hmm.
Showbiz and AG, OC, Lord Finesse, mm-hmm. myself, Fat Joe,
mm-hmm.
people, Big L.
People don't know in the mainstream.
Yeah. Right Buck now, Wild, my man Buck Wild.
That Fat Joe was with DITC. He was mm-hmm. underground.
Yep.
Right. Flo Joe.
Mm-hmm. Flo Joe. And you That's produced
right.
that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Great album. Yeah. Represent.
Max, you know your stuff.
I'm an old school hip hop head, so that's like a second part of my life, in my opinion. Mm. So
no doubt.
When I got the headphones on, and he's even arguing with me, he's like, "You don't like one?" He's like, "You don't like one?" I'm like, "No, it can't be like that."
Mm. I mean, I feel like that's being ignorant, though. You're not giving
them but
a
what
chance,
they're
though.
Saying is ignorant, so I don't want to listen to it.
But I mean, hey.
You know what I mean?
So, but
I want to learn. I want to learn something.
People
and be
that
able,
say hip hop as a whole is ignorant.
I want to learn.
Some
people, the same people that like hip hop, say country is ignorant. Like, it's all. Everyone has their own point of view on things.
Here's the thing. No, I want to be able to comprehend hip hop.
But
say.
I feel like sometimes you just need
the lyrics. The lyrics are a huge part.
Yeah.
Now, if the beats were being used today and people were spitting lyrics over it, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I want to hear content.
Mm.
I don't want to hear mumbling and all this other stuff.
Mumbling.
Yeah, exactly. You also produced for the Fugees, too.
That's
score.
Right, yeah. I did the title track, The Score.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, so.
That's my favorite song off there, too, as well. So,
that's what's up.
Yeah, that's
what's
my
up.
Favorite song. Because Ready or Not.
Cowboy. I like Cowboys. Yeah.
Killing Me Softly. Those were the two hits off there. But The Score, in my opinion, the beat is just. That's
it.
That's just. That's tough. What did you use to sample that?
That was a group called Samandi. The name of the song is Dove.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fire.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best. Like
samples cleared. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what that is. I mean, you can look on the album to see that.
What was it like working with the Fugees?
At that time, it was exciting. You know what I mean? They were on the rebound from their first album that, you know, didn't really do what it was supposed to do. So The Score was like their second album, and like, you know, it was more or less a do or die at that point. So shouts out to the Fugees.
Another track that I love that you produced is Watch Out for Fat Joe. Mm. Big Pun on there from Jealous One's Envy.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Right. With the KRS-One hook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shouts out to Fat Joe. Rest in peace, Big Pun.
Mm-hmm. Another legend. What was he like?
Pun, same things. You know, funny, cracking jokes all day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like a little brother to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So shouts out to my man, Big Pun. His son is crazy, too.
Yeah. Chris Rivers.
Yeah. Young Chris. Shouts out to Chris, too.
Mm-hmm. He knows anytime Big Pun comes up, people look at me because I got the chalk line jacket.
Mm.
Yeah. So
and the Ewings.
Yeah,
too.
I got the Big Pun Ewings.
Mm.
So I'm a huge Big Pun guy
That's
as
right.
well. Got to pay respect to the classics.
No doubt.
That's what I want to do when I'm up here. That's why it's such an honor to have you up here because I want to be able to promote it, make people aware
right.
that
of
this
the,
is
of the new music.
Yeah. that this is where hip-hop came from.
Mm-hmm. Mm. New York.
People don't realize it. Mm-hmm. And people are ignorant to not go back and do their research.
It's all on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to look.
There's conversations I've had with people in my dorms, mm-hmm. and they'd say to me, well, the beat is simple. No, it's not. The beats from today are simple.
Right.
And they're like, well, that's not the thing. The old school's dead. And that kills me when someone says that to me. I had one of my sweet mates in here that told me right to my face, you need to stop. The old school's dead.
Wait,
and
I said, wait, he really said that?
Yeah.
Why?
He said they're dead. And then he said Kanye West is the greatest of all time.
That's his opinion.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess, but.
I mean, I like him, but I mean, I don't think he's the greatest.
Right.
No, you know, I mean, he's not the greatest. In my opinion, he's not. He's good, but he's not the greatest.
He's the greatest, though.
That's 100% up for debate. It is, in my opinion. You got to mention like
as
Diamond
D,
Pete Rock. Yeah. You got to mention those. Mm-hmm. You got to mention them.
But we're the ones who influenced him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you know it wasn't for you guys,
there was no foundation for him to work his platform on.
If you know, if you're a Kanye fan, then you know if Kanye says, "Well, you know, people like Premier, Pete Rock, or Diamond D influenced me," then you go listen to their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like I said, it's just a matter of just.
It's like a family tree, like. What,
right,
each goes
exactly.
To one person, yeah.
And you've hung out with Kanye a few times as well.
Yeah, I hung out with him, you know, nothing major, a few mm-hmm. times. Shouts out to Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely is a prolific producer in his own right. Can't take nothing away from him.
No.
No doubt. He got the hits. You know, he got the track record.
Mm-hmm. He's got an erratic thing going on,
he does.
Though. As
he
they does. Say, like, off-the-field issues, he's got some... Off the mic issues.
Out of the studio issue.
Mm-hmm. But, and again, Kanye is a pioneer for this generation mm-hmm. now.
100%.
As you and Pete Rock and all the greats. Mm-hmm.
Right. And before us, you know, you had Marley Marl,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
45 King, Prince Paul, The Bomb Squad, you know, Biz Markie, Paul C.
Cool Herc.
Cool. No, I'm talking about producers.
Oh, producers, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul C. Mm-hmm. You know, these were the people that we grew up. You know,
idolizing.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Agreed. And I want to get more into the dime piece, too.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Three Kings, Eric Sermon and Havoc. Shout out to them.
No doubt.
As well, Eric Sermon, Vernia.
NYC.
I believe the real hip-hop's coming back. This wave of albums that
Definitely.
Just dropped with Return of the SP 1200, the dime piece, mm-hmm. 2, and Vernia. Mm-hmm. It's coming back. 100%. And Kool Keef's got a pre-order I saw, too. I peeped that as well. So let's get into it.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
Yeah. So let's get into it. WSJ Radio, St. John's University.
Diamond D.
Diamond D in the building here.
Mob D. Hey, yo, let me introduce this. D, he produced this. E, I'm ruthless, not the one from Compton. This here I'm sponsoring. This the foundation. It used to be played on the radio station. No problem. The streets gonna find out somehow. Havoc, we deep in the hood. Homie, what now? We ain't gonna get shot by one of you cops. Now, I ain't resisting. My hands up and I'm listening. But if you start clenching, my fists start clenching, prayers get answered. It's power in the Christian, you end up missing. You see where I'm going? Enough said. But when it gets worse, we coming for the bread. Redhead niggas in the lodge. You only get one chance to get out before the rhymes spit out. Yeah, New York shit, this hip hop we live out.
J-V-O-N, Diamond D, teamwork make the dream work, ain't nobody gonna be lying to me, pardon me, niggas slid out their poverty, pissy hallways, now I'm performing all the Carnegie, single-handed, hard-bodied, voodoo niggas comedy, couldn't fuck with this god body with a rhyme degree, you know my pedigree, release infinite energy, I'm at the helm, and you know I hold it steadily, bitch, this is D-I-T-C season, and I'm ready to wow, give me the reason. No syrup, but this hammer have you leaning, really leaning. Now check it, young OG, P-Pity Curve, you told me. Put multiple slugs in your ravioli. If you think it was foul, what happened to Cold Cheeks? Call police, cause I'm about to OD. H-A-V-O, the fans out here trying to hit me with that Rico, son. Said I gave you niggas out, this wouldn't be no plug. Had your face hugging the curb, showing me no love.
I think you ever pity a man who cries and whines. I'm a boss, but you do is compromise the sign. Stunting on masses, how you sell pies and lines. Fronting on asses, how you tell lies and mines. I'm up at the crack of dawn like fries and shine. Special fabrics, all customized design. I'm crisping the Jordan 6 and Levi's in line. I get money, take flights, touch thighs and dine. Raw hide, suede knit, bow ties and nines. We deep out here, all your street ties are benign. Heat rules on retainer, wise design. In case somebody gets punched in the eyes and spine. Right, district attorneys booking on statements. Up and coming producers looking for placement. Come on, all these bad bitches looking for a replacement. They wanna stand in my circle or stand adjacent. I be out in the coop with the roof missing. Shopping at Bergdorf and Ruth Chris. It's only a fable when the truth missing. We get it in on the boards and in the booth. Spit, spit.
Another hit, the Three Kings, Eric Sermon, Havoc, Diamond D is in the building here, St.
Yeah,
John's
yeah,
University.
Yeah.
Fire.
Word up. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to Eric Sermon and my dude Havoc.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Other two legends, like the track says, Three Kings.
Mm. Mm. In our own rights.
That's right.
You know, all three of us rhyme, all three of us make hot beats. So that's the connection right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Eric Sermon does produce. I forgot about that.
Of course.
That. Yeah. How could I forget? Eric Sermon.
Right. Who said that? Uh-oh.
Yeah, definitely pioneers and legends mm-hmm. of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Want to get into you going to Denver. What was it like going to Denver this past
year? Yeah, Denver was nice. You know, I had a listening party out there. I played the new album. The reception was crazy. You know, it's like with the new album, everybody likes something different on you. Mm-hmm. And that in itself speaks volumes. You know, most albums come out today, you might have two or three joints that you'd like. So to have an album where people like at least six or seven of mm-hmm. them, you know, or even eight of them, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? That's you don't get that too often in this landscape. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So just out here, we're going to see, man. You know, the album is out there. Don Peace 2 available right now. You know, you can download it, you can stream it, you know, just talk about it.
Most of all, download it.
Yeah.
Now, what drum machine do you use to make your beats now?
On the Don Peace 2, I made that whole album on the Motif XF8.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I use now. But, you know, you would think I was using the MPC just the way it sounds. Mm. You know what I mean? But I'm using the Motif on that one.
What's your favorite track off this masterpiece in the making?
It's hard to say. I mean, you know, it's hard to say. The Snoop joint.
Oh, yeah.
Shivers Block, Hold Up, the David Banner joint, Body, Lord 3 Peter Guns, the Pharaoh Monch joint. You know,
you put me on the Pharaoh Monch because he was on the Dime Piece 1.
Mm, oh,
on
okay.
The first one,
all
so.
Right. Yeah. You had heard him prior to that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I heard him prior
okay.
to that.
Yeah,
so
he had a
album,
song called Simon Says, Get the Fuck Up.
No, I actually never heard that before.
Oh, man, that's his big joint. You got to go back to that.
I'm going to have to go check that out.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the song I like put him on. Yeah, Simon Says. Mm-hmm. You know, but answer your question, my favorite beat might be the OC joint.
Mm, got it covered.
Yeah,
got it covered.
I know you said that's your favorite joint, too, but mm-hmm. that might be my favorite joint. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, what's it like working with all these artists? Well, who's some of your favorites that you worked with on this album and even just worked in general before?
Everybody. You know, if I reach out to you, then, you know, you're definitely one of my favorite MCs. Mm. You know, so, you know, everybody who was involved, you know, it, you know, like I said, it took about 2 years to make. Mm. I took my time with it. You know, I made sure all the beats were top-notch, in my opinion. Mm. You know what I mean? And then I sent them to the people that I wanted to, you know, that I wanted to be on the project. So, you know, it just came together. But everybody on there, you know, I rock with. You know, and the first person you hear on the album is an artist named Snooze from Harlem. Mm-hmm. He's on the intro track.
Intro's hard.
Right. And I'm in the process now of doing his album. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another person I mentioned earlier, bringing you up, I had David Bars here. You know David Bars.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. He's
D-I-T-C.
Yeah, he's filthy.
He's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to be on the Don Peace 3.
Ooh.
Mm.
Announced?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Show Business Project with Milano.
Yeah, yeah.
Milano Constantine. Uh-huh. I'm waiting mm-hmm. for that.
They go back.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody go get that when it drops, Show Biz and Milano Project.
Mm.
Yeah.
We got some real spitters out here, and they're
definitely
legends.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
100%.
This is what the St. John's University community needs to know.
No doubt.
And just in general, like the youth, go back and do your research. You have to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Right.
Take a break from the mumble music that's on the radio. Go do your research and start with Diamond D's, the Dime Piece 2.
Exactly.
And work your way back.
To the 90s.
Yeah, to Blunt, Stunts, and Hip Hop.
That's right.
Work your way back
to
there.
To the golden age, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's necessary, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people say up here I'm closed-minded, but I gave all this new music a listen. It doesn't interest me.
Right.
Hmm.
And if you're saying I'm closed-minded, then you're closed-minded.
Yeah, for not listening
to the old school. Yeah. You know what I mean? It goes hand-in-hand, in my opinion.
Catch a lot of flack up here? Okay.
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I tell it like it is.
You're not going to be up here too long.
I think the whole new music that's coming out now, that you're on your airwaves, that you're driving on your home, that's getting pumped out of Hot 97, some of those DJs are
Bro. All right, let me tell you. Since I was driving down to D.C., both radio stations going down D.C. play the same exact songs. I swear to God.
If I have to hear Kodak Black one more time.
I heard Old Town Road and some other song.
I liked what Davey said about Old Town Road.
What did he say about it?
He said it's whack. He said hip hop's in a whack state right now.
Damn.
He couldn't be more right.
What's the name of the song he said?
Old Town Road. You haven't heard Old Town Road yet? Good for you. That's good.
Mm-mm.
It's like this.
No disrespect. I'm not up on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you listen to it, you're going to be like, what is this? With Lil Nas X, right?
Yeah, with Billy Ray Cyrus, right?
Oh, that country record?
Yeah.
Okay.
People forget that Nelly had one of the first.
Tim McGraw, right?
One of the first country hip-hop records.
Mm.
And I thought that was dope, in my opinion.
Well, the Nelly joint? Well, which one? Country Grammar?
Tim
McGraw.
He had one with Over and Over with Tim McGraw.
Oh, I'm not country. Even up on it.
That's from like 2001-ish?
2005? 2000, yeah, 2005.
Oh, 2005? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's like before that.
I'm not up on that one.
Strictly boom bap.
Mm.
Now I want to get into another track here. You mentioned Bodied earlier. Let's put on Bodied.
David Banner and my man Big Wreck.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it up here. WSJU Radio, St. John's University. Diamond D, the legend himself, is in the building.
I'm at the opposite. God box fucked when I'm dropping it. The better question is, if I do, are you popping or you stealing? Fuck, I'm feeling like I'm God in the flesh. If you get blessed, get your heart ripped from your chest. I leave you lost like an 8-ball with an SS. Impala on the cover with some jeans and a vest. With some sand and some sun. These pockets so loud, they got me screaming and one, and two, and three. Now let the 4-5 pop. This world, son, listen, ain't no fucking foul shots. I got a zero on my chest, cause I keep the damn block. On the block and the lock. Bring them out, ask to them, yeah, it's high noon. Ha. Shoot out at the OK. I walk with a limp, pimp, concert, so say. Fuck with a cracker think. I stab him with a pen and let the ink sink through his paint. M-Hotel, medical attention, bitch, you need some help. Yeah, I'm the son of the Dogon, and I can read the stars and then line the pyramids with the ones on Mars, baby. Hey. Weapons of war, will to weather the storm, peel off tigers, screech to heal off liars, each is worn, revealing the arm. Feel my presence of truth, yield to none of these barrels, kneel down the barrel of steel, pound apparel, it's real clown, unravel.
travel the real sound. Your travels will lead down. They mimicked our minds and muzzled our memory, embezzled our essence. So suffer repercussions, let it be. Reparations ain't money and land only. Shenanigans just begun. Big guns in our hands, homie. Trump got between a rock and a hard place. A raw space between a line, chakras and scar face. I deserve a standing ovation. Relayed my foundation, then took. I ate his bait. My corrections displayed patience. So instead of me letting the fofo answer, I'm what happens if Garvey and Malcolm met Martin in Atlanta. Spark narcoleptic to awaken hearts and Arpin Master Black. Phil Jack, Zen Master, existential panther. Revolving around spirit, evolving from all talk to embarking on tall lyrics. I'm sparking no all. Hear it, the change in my status quo. Do you quoting my status quo? They all falling, hauling holocaust in your mom. Feel it, embalming my fluid, fluidly moving that warp with it. Unstoppable since my obstacles move when I talk to.
If it's you or me, it's your eulogy. Then the gods won't black out, you gon' see. Swallow this God degree. We got a squad about the size of an army. You gon' get body-da, body-da, body-da-dee-da, dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Body.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max back on air here with Keenan.
What's good?
And the legend Diamond D.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
just heard Bodied. Another hit. Another hit off of the Dime Piece 2.
Shouts out to my man David Banner and Big Rec.
Mm-hmm.
And my man Ed Sean on the hook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're good.
Shouts out to my man David Banner and Big Rec and my man Edson on the hook.
That's
Drink Body right there. That's mad hard right there.
Definitely another hit off the Dime Piece 2. Everyone go download it. It's available on all platforms. I want to get into more of your production as well.
Okay.
Another one off of Fat Joe's Represent, Bad Bad Man.
That's right.
That beat sounds very, very familiar. I'm going to name the track Where I'm From.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where Jay-Z took it from?
Well, he did. Well, I used that sample before Jay-Z.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But,
and Bismarck used it before me.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm not gonna act like I brought it out. You know what I mean? Shouts out to Bismarck, Bismarcky.
Mm-hmm.
Shout
out
I mean?
To him.
Yeah.
And the Juice Crew.
Mm.
Now, when people are online, because I look up the instrumentals to Jay-Z's Where I'm From, or just the song in general, I look up in the YouTube comments, they'll be like, that JB goes hard.
Right.
But I was like, I heard this on Bad Bad Man, Fat Joe.
Right.
See, people got
to
go
see,
do their
you
research.
Were exposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody else in that thread say anything like that? Okay, well. Because I've seen threads, and people were like, yeah, you know, Fat Joe used that beat.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, then, I never seen
and
that.
And then some will say, yeah, but Bismarcky and Diamond J used it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's just known in history, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Everything runs in cycles at some point.
And you were also huge in collaborating with the West Coast artists, such as Cypress Hill.
Right.
House of Pain.
Exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
The Licks.
That's right.
Far Side.
Mm.
Razz Kaz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Soul on Ice. Up
yeah.
there.
That's right, yeah. You know your joints, Max. Definitely know your joints.
Yeah, I'm a huge Razz Kaz mm-hmm. guy, too.
Mm.
Nature of the Threat. That's my favorite one.
Classic.
Yeah. And I want to get into what was it like producing for the West Coast compared to the East Coast artists?
I mean, to me, I was humbled because, you know, they definitely appreciated my sound. And, you know, I was just open to working with them. And this was all going on around the time of the West Coast, East Coast beef, which is really between two people.
Yeah.
It was never really a West Coast, East Coast beef. You know what I mean? But
the media hyped it up to be.
Exactly. Exactly.
Back in the day, what Instagram and Twitter and all that is now, that was like Source Magazine, XXL. It was all the magazines.
Right.
People forget about that. Go do your research on that, too, for all the youth out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah, you know. You know.
And for people who don't know, you produced When the Ship Goes Down.
I did the remix for that.
You did the remix.
Cypress Hills.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And that came about because I was already working with House of Pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were all under the same management, Soul Assassins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You also produced for Ed O.G. and the Bulldogs.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Outkast.
Shouts out to Ed O.G., mm-hmm. Outkast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Brand Nubian.
Brand Nubians. come on, let's go.
He's produced for about everyone, in my opinion.
Mm. Everyone in history.
Not everyone, but I work with a lot of people.
Yeah. This is why he's a legend. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's in the
he networks field. With other groups and stuff.
Mm-hmm. People respect the sound. Mm-hmm. You got to respect it.
And right. The hustle, too. Mm.
Hip-hop is not what it used to be. And I was listening to Bodied here when we're putting on air. I'm just
right.
Like, no one has that aggressive rhyme scheme when they're spitting anymore. You don't hear that.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it's people out there. It's just
there
just,
is. It's just not recognized.
Just might not hear it on
you
the radio.
Hear them. And a good example is when I interviewed Rampage. Mm. He was like, I'm going to give you Who I Am, that hardest track. Mm-hmm. He was like, I just want to be myself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In my music, in which you could hear that.
Mm-hmm. He's not trying to play a different role.
No, his music is just gritty.
Mm. Shouts out to Rampage.
Mm-hmm. And this is what people have to go back and research. Like I said, every interview, I'm like, you have to go do your research. It's important.
Right.
And the dime piece, too, is where you start.
Mm. Appreciate that, man.
Because you see this in the hip-hop. You see the new releases.
Mm-hmm.
But when I have to see new releases next to Mumble Rap, it's like, no. This is why I believe it should be two separate genres. Because they can't group in the dime piece, too, with whoever, I don't even look at the charts anymore. Unless when Diamond D came out, I was like, wow, he just dropped a new album. So
right.
I'm going to start putting that on air here. And I made sure to get it up on air as much as I could since the 10th. I mentioned you in the stories.
Right.
Keep
and
getting
that,
it out there.
That's what made me reach out to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like I hit you up. You know, you did it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying to get this out here.
Right.
This is my mission, just to get the old school hip hop recognition. I want to help the legends.
In this new generation.
In this
yeah.
new generation,
yeah.
and get them known.
Mm.
Take a break.
To the ones who don't know.
Yeah, to the right. ones who don't know. That's right. what I. That's what my mission is.
Right.
I'm not trying to help out
a lot,
these
a lot
know, rappers.
But for the vast majority, you know, like I said, if you don't do your research,
you're not
going to be yeah. aware of it.
Mm-hmm. There was this thing on Hot 97. I believe it was on another post. It was this name an artist that people don't know of about today.
But it was popular in the back mm-hmm. in the day.
And I was naming people like Father MC,
right.
MC Shan,
right.
MC Shidi. You have all these artists, Diamond D.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people don't even know about Nas as much as he's a huge name. In my opinion, people yeah. of this generation don't know about Nas.
I feel like he's more of like a fable. He's like
he's
a myth. He's like Nas.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped the greatest album of all time, but they don't know. Like he just dropped the album last year.
Yeah, exactly. People don't know about it.
That's crazy.
And he's releasing a new album soon with RZA.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about that. And the thing I also think about Nas, people will always remember for Illmatic. You got to go look at It Was Written.
Mm.
It Was Written.
His whole catalog.
His whole catalog. Yeah. I Am.
Stillmatic.
Stillmatic. You got to look at the whole catalog.
Hip Hop is Dead.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. another one. What did you think right. of the new Kanye one, Nasir? Did you listen to that one?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I thought the beats could have been way better.
Mm-hmm. The one I really liked out there was Adam and Eve.
Mm.
I like that one.
Adam yeah, that was, Lee shot cop shot the kid.
Mm. Yeah, that was tough. They used the Slick Rick one.
Right.
Slick Rick sample.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know, the rhymes were there. Mm-hmm. But just the music ain't really moved me like that. Like, you know, it ain't really moved me like that.
Mm. Well, Nas can do that with any beat. I think he could take anything and just make it a masterpiece, mm-hmm. whatever he writes
100%,
on.
100%, yeah.
Mm. I'd love to see a Diamond D Nas collabo. Mm. I'd love to see that.
Mm. And maybe one day.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. That would be epic. Now, I also wanted to get into where else you're promoting this album. I know you said you're going to be on Sway in the Morning tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Shouts out to Sway. Shouts out to Kelly, Rich and Ice, Heather B,
mm-hmm.
my man DJ Casper. Yeah, I'm going to go up there tomorrow, Sway in the Morning, talk about the new album, get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the album is crazy.
It
you know,
is.
People got to just, you know, just be aware of it and take a listen to it.
Well, let's get into some more of the new album here.
Cool.
We're going to get into it. Chivas Blank.
Chivas Blank.
Chivas Blank.
Let's
get into it. Let's get
All
into
right.
it. WSJU Radio, St. John's University. You know what it is.
Yo. Yo. When I look in the mirror, I see the proof. When I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Fresh from head to toe, somewhat aloof. But he's cold and callous as Ray Caruth. Squizzy, back on that ass like I'm post. Sipping on Chivas Blanc with prime roast. Lay a nigga down in the earth like compost. Then I sprinkle the lime and I'm ghost.
like James St. Patrick. I'm that sick. Elaine paints ratchet. I'm classic. Can't figure me out, fam. I'm spastic. This flow of tree is a fatherless bastard. I'm a one of one, fam. My style is hot peas and butter. Witty as fuck. Stoic, cock D's and gutter. The Magnum Smith will make you cop please and stutter. Thinking fast while you drop to your knees and utter. Forgive me, Lord, with one last sign of the cross. While you kiss the pinky ring, that's the sign of a boss. When you sugarcoat shit, that's the sign of a gloss. I'm a made man. Why would I align with a loss? I speak facts, no fiction. The flow is divine benediction. Godly fam, it's all in me. Beats and bars, all day, it's all in D. Still godly, still regal, still noble. Still tell it like it is, Gil Noble. Still considered one of the best. Triple dread, sitting at the apex on tour. I'm still global. The bars that I hit you with leave you stuck like barbiturates. I should have known you was a dub off top by the bitch you with. Only thing she gonna do is probably get you hit. Ooh, best dress before the fresh fest. Blowing the best cess, you know it's less stress. Brand new test press, delivered express. May slap the next pass word to Jess West. The flow is brash and inconsiderate. The wolves look at the lions, they consider it. They do run, run, they do run, run. And my niggas bully them clowns who you run from. I'm too 100 to play charades with grown men. Talk producers who spit and my name ain't thrown in. Well, mention me with the ones who use their own pen. And if he heard stunts, blunts, he's just a clone then. I speak facts, no fiction. The flow is divine benediction. Godly fam, it's all in me. Beats and bars, all day, it's all in D. Yep.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max back on air here with Keenan and the legend Diamond D.
Yeah, yeah, that was Shivers Blanc right there. Mm-hmm. Produced by the UNI. Shouts out to the UNI. They are from the West Coast. Word up.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
I also want to get into this. You still go to record stores.
Sometimes, record that's right. Mm-hmm. But you know, I dig online too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, you know, yeah, I still like to get my hands dusty every now and then. No question.
Mm-hmm. It relates to me and Keenan because we go to record stores because we're from Connecticut. Time. So we still go through.
We even go to like thrift stores too.
Yeah,
and find records
and
or
find
cassettes.
Records and cassettes. We still do that with CDs. People of the new generation still don't know about that.
They're like, "What's a CD?"
Exactly, because that's what it's turning out to be right now.
It's sad.
It is. And now, what was the overall message you wanted to send with this album, The Dime Piece 2? What do you want?
Overall message. Overall message is that, you know, for the people who like boom bap, you know what I mean? You know, there's material out here. You know what I mean? You know, and you know, people complain, you know, there's no quote unquote real hip hop. I don't like using that term. You know, it's you know, you have boom bap, you have conscious, you know, then you got, you know, the trap shit, you know, but it's all hip hop. But, you know, you have subgenres. But my message is, you know, if you're familiar with my productions, then you already know what to expect. I'm just glad, like I said, I'm just glad the album just being received real well. 100%. You know, at the end of the day.
Now, it took you 2 years to make this. A lot of people now in the new era, they just sit in their studio and just, you know what they do.
Make it in a week.
Make it in a week and then it's out
You can sound, you can hear it too. It's like sloppy. The production
is
not as good.
And it's disgusting that it's on the major hip-hop channels. It shouldn't be. And you have people like Diamond D, legends who...
It takes time.
But
let me say something. It took me 2 years to record about 30 songs. Not the 16 that I released. I recorded about 30 songs. So, who would put out an album with 30 songs? That's crazy. So I chopped it in half. So it took 2 years for the 30 songs to be completed.
Are you ever going to release the other half?
Yeah, the Dime Piece 3, I'm going to release it this fall.
Oh, dope. Yeah.
And David Bars is going to be on. I had him on January. I had him back here in
Europe.
He spit over Red Man's Tonight's the Night. That was tough.
Nice.
He killed it. And getting back to the Dime Piece 2 and much more, any upcoming concerts and tours for the album?
I'm planning on doing a European tour. I'll be at Club M15 in Tribeca this Wednesday. And this Saturday, I'm going to be up in Wappingers Falls, New York. You know what I mean? So if you upstate, come through Saturday night.
Where do you prefer to travel and tour, overseas, or do you like staying within the country?
Both. You know, people say that, you know, overseas, they're a lot more receptive.
Yeah, Matt Stace was talking
To the classics. But, you know, people here love the classics, too. You know, I don't even like even using that term. You know, if you're still doing your thing and you're still putting out music right now, and, you know, you keep yourself relevant. You know, the fans, if the fans are rocking with you, they're going to let you know. You know what I mean? So, you know, all the artists from the 2000 or, you know, or from the mid-90s, you need to just put, just scrape yourself up and put some music out. You know what I mean? And the fans are going to let you know if it's resonating or if it's time to give it up. So, that's where I'm at with it.
And I want to thank you, Diamond D, for coming
here
today.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to give you a round of applause. Diamond Peace 2, Album of the Year. Album of the Year.
Dope album.
Available on all platforms. Go download it.
Buy it.
That's right.
Yeah, buy it. That's the main thing.
Support.
Now, is there anything else you want to close out with?
Everybody just go cop that album, the Diamond Peace 2. Let me know your thoughts. I'm on social media, Diamond, D-I-T-C, one word. Peace.
And we're going to turn it up right now with Diamond D, Snoop Dogg, Case.
All right.
WSJ Radio, St. John's University, Queens, New York. Stay tuned.
Flipping through the pages, crippin' with the neighbors, pitching with the majors. The rap game is full of sucker shit and it's contagious. I'm in another galaxy, spaceships, lasers, the Silky Way. Make sure everyone pays you, obeys you, or you floating on the Milky Way. See, I was built this way. I'm nothing like a go-by. A lot of y'all niggas been fucking with them robots. On your phone telling lies, wishing you could supersize. I'm the Big Mac, chomping on your small fries. I'm trying to stay in my lane without going insane. It's so much drama and pain. What's up, real nigga, the game? Besides grief and beef, when you stay true to the streets, I blame this shit on the game. How could you do this to me? It don't matter, I got madder and madder. Now I got better and better. Now I'm better than better. And I did it. Turn it up one time.
Turn it up, baby. Turn it up, baby. Turn it up, baby.
We don't give a fuck if you don't give a fuck. It's me and Snoop Double OG. Me, I'm with the shits, and Snoopy with the shits, and ops niggas need to stay clear. We're still the realest niggas out there, yeah. And we don't play that sucker shit here. We're still the realest niggas out there, yeah.
The difference between fiction and fact. All you see is blurred lines when the conviction is cracked. Got these lames all stuck like an addiction to smack. Come on, diction intact. Your fiction is stacked.
Right.
You're living in the world of contradiction and fact. No team, no guns, ammunition and back. Everything I spit is real, non-fiction and backed by brick. Home on an overturned conviction and smacked against the wall. Watch your downfall, you fragile.
Come on,
froze, throwing light on my toes, I'm agile. O's when I'm spitting my prose and naturally. It's all from the heart, factually. Actually, the blue face, brightling, anti-right wing. Murking in that tight thing, the color of lightning. It's frightening, Squizzy got the game in the tight cling. The Viking, they take a liking to this bright king. I turn that shit up.
Say turn it up. Turn it up, baby.
Say turn it up.
Turn it up, baby.
Say turn it up.
Turn it up, baby.
We don't give a fuck if you don't give a fuck. It's me and Snoop Double OG. Me, I'm with the shits and Snoopy with the shits. And ops niggas need to stay clear. We're still the realest niggas out there, yeah. And we don't play that sucker shit here. We're still the realest niggas out there, yeah. We don't play that sucker shit here.
Eric Sermon, Diamond D,
Havoc, Mob Deep, Hey yo, let me introduce this. D, he produced this. E, I'm ruthless, not the one from Compton. This here I'm sponsoring. This the foundation. It used to be played on a radio station. No problem. The streets gonna find out somehow. Havoc, we deep in the hood. Homie, what now? We ain't gonna get shot by one of you cop. Now, I ain't resisting. My hands up and I'm listening. But if you start flinching, my fists start clenching. Prayers get answered. There's power in the Christian. You end up missing. You see where I'm going? Enough said. But when it gets worse, we coming for the bread. Redhead niggas in the lodge. You only get one chance to get out before the rhyme spit out. Yeah, New York shit. This hip hop we live out.
Diamond D, teamwork make the dream work. Ain't nobody gonna be lying to me. Pardon me, pardon me. Niggas put out their poverty. Pissy hallways now. I'm performing all the Carnegie. Single-handed, hard body. Be proof you niggas comedy. Couldn't fuck with this god body with a rhyme degree. You know my pedigree. Release infinite energy. I'm at the helm. And you know I hold it steadily. Bitch, this is D.I.T.Z. season. And I'm ready to growl. Give me the reason. No syrup, but this hammer have you leaning, really leaning. Now check it, young OG, he pity curve, you told me. Put multiple slugs in your ravioli. If you think it was foul, what happened to cold cheeks? Call police, cause I'm about to OD. AKVO, the fans out here trying to hit me with that Rico, son. Said I gave you niggas out, this wouldn't be no plug. Had your face hugging the curb, showing me no love,
pity a man who cries and whines. I'm a boss, what you do is compromise and sign. Stunting on masses, how you sell pies and lines? Fronting on asses, how you tell lies and mines? I'm up at the crack of dawn like rise and shine. Special fabrics, all customized design. I'm crisp in the Jordan 6 and Levi's in line. I get money, take flights, touch thighs and dine. Raw hot, suede knit, bow ties and nines. We deep out here, all your street ties are benign. Heat bruise on retainer, wise design. In case somebody gets punched in the eyes is fine. Right, district attorneys booking on statements. Up and coming producers looking for placement. Come on, all these bad bitches looking for a replacement. They want to stand in my circle or stand adjacent. I be out in the coop with the roof, miss out plenty. Shopping at Bergdorf and Ruth Chrisen. It's only a fable when the truth missing. We get it in on the boards and in the booth. Spit, spit.
Loser mentality are always blaming someone else. They always have some excuse for their own weaknesses, for why they're not better, for why they're not succeeding. It's always somebody else's fault.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect.
I got haters rooting for me to fail, to take an L. So my heights get low as a hoe who shake a tail and the thighs hit the floor. I thought I was cursed, but I'm the cure in its purest form. It's very obscure. Shorty, y'all say they want you to win when you begin, but in the end, they hide behind a grin and they pretend. So fuck who I offend. Right. You know who you are. I throw you a ball and keep it moving. Keep it like the cops who patrol in the car, keep maneuvering, planning to flick me down because I'm brown. This planet is tricky, but life sucks like it was planning on landing the hickey. Why shots fired behind the boys in the hood where they stood, and one ran into Ricky when he ran in the sticky situation. Must they forget we chasing a dream? They want to turn what you picture into a meme, so it seems, and receiving some glitches would leave them in stitches like a sewing seamstress, and that's what they team wish in an extreme twist. I'm packing some steam, they would hate if I stream this. I bet all around the world it make the news. Don't snooze, you couldn't walk a mile in my shoes. I can't lose, can't lose. Can't lose, nigga. I can see the light ahead despite I read a comment, yeah, from what someone might have said, just to make me feel strained till my pain and ache reveal. While my driver's on a shaky wheel and need a tank refill. Today my destination seems close, while at some extreme post ruin what I dream most. I want to be who critics recommend when I turn my record in. Yeah. I'm a breath of fresh air, I deserve a second wind. While some of these lame shouldn't even earn a check again, to think they catch a wreck depend on what your taste reflecting. Then you might have gotten brainwashed when your veins crossed till I came in the game with something that hits harder than the main boss. Right. Of these so-called players, I'm toe-to-toe broad. Even with my dough starred by promoters that lowball. I can't lose, so nothing matters if your rhyming skills got you climbing hills and cuffing ladders, motherfucker. Chill, chill, chill. Can't lose, nigga.
Now put your hands in the air, yeah.